Jared's short-term goal would be to increase his expressive communication. To do so, we want to be sure that Jared has a need and a means to communicate. To ensure the need, Jared must choose which activity to participate in at circle time, which student can help him with the door, and which snack at snack time, and so forth. Choice activities would begin with two choices. Jared is provided with enlarged picture cues of two appealing snacks. Once the process is clear and Jared understands he can exchange a picture for a snack, an activity, or help from a friend, then a clear understanding of choice is established. Jared would then be introduced to a third choice that is not a preferred option. Doing so ensures comprehension of choice and introduces understanding of consequences. Next, the teacher then moves to initiating choice with Jared to ensure that he responds to the class directive and expresses his choices. Therefore, Jared would learn to initiate his choice by extending the picture, card, or object that represents the center he would like to participate in. If Jared does not initiate and extend the object, then he does not go to the center until he does so. Jared would also not get a snack unless he initiates by extending the picture cue provided. A long-term goal for Jared for the year would be to teach him Braille while he still has limited vision.